the jungle land of narcotics, it's fight, claw, kill, and every man for himself.
Calling the police, calling the demon, calling all Americans to war.
War on drugs.
We are going to win.
Now, relive the war.
What war?
The war on drugs.
Calling the police, calling the demon, calling all Americans to war.
You got a bunch of cops down here. We're in a park, San Lorenzo Park. August 27th, 2002. We got some sheriffs, Santa Cruz police, undercover officers in front of it. Looks like the war on drugs is still going on in town, wherever you are, wherever I am. Seems to be going through someone's wallet right now. In front of the...
What's up, man?
Observing.
You need something?
I'm observing.
Okay.
Why?
Because we don't need your help.
No, I'm just observing.
Leave.
I couldn't observe if I want to observe.
You can go to jail if you want to go to jail.
I'm not interfering.
Okay. Leave.
Okay, I'll step back here about, 10 feet from the officer. He's now following me. He's following me. He's telling me I can go to jail, supposedly. Because I'm observing people in a public park. Yeah, I know, I got it.
Feeling great. Keep going.
Okay. Just observing.
No, actually you're not. You're violating our officer's safety.
How am I doing that?
Because we don't know who you are or what you're doing or if you're associated with these people that we believe are selling narcotics.
Okay, that's what it's about. Okay. That's all I wanted to know is what it was about.
How you have to do that?
Well, you're the one pushing me away in a public park where there's like people like, shh, this guy's just as close as I am.
Right.
What, 20 feet away?
You're violating our officer's safety. We don't know who you are or what you're doing.
Just observing.
Consent to a search, so I know you're not a danger to me.
I'm not.
You want to identify yourself and consent to a search, so I know you're not a danger to me.
Why do I have to do that?
Then I have no more concern with you.
Why do I have to do that? I keep stepping away from you, so I'm not. Obviously, I'm not interfering. I'm still not interfering with you. Stepping away from the officer in a public park, observing. CNET squad at action. I just got threatened with arrest, by the way. San Lorenzo Park observing an arrest. Supposedly they're interviewing some suspects, supposedly. Observing our officers. Think I have a right to watch them. Then again, they're telling me I can't watch them. And there's another gentleman here just a few feet away from me. Now walking along the riverbed. See officer in a blue shirt, the one that seemed to be looking for something at this point. Just observing, walking my bike along the bench lens. Other people in the park are feeling uneasy and now starting to leave because of the presence of the two officers, undercover officers. Apparently harassing him for some reason. There's no reason to be harassing him. He's just laying here. I was watching him earlier. I actually walked right by him. Now they're getting on the radio. They seem to be running him for warrants. No reason to be stopping him at all. He's just laying here. Then again, using the intimidation the police use to be able to get a ID out of somebody. Now there's other people that are here at the park that are starting to pack up and leave. So I'm going to cruise back up to the levee. I want to stay well out of the way of these officers because I was already informed that I was interfering with the police officers when I was observing. Now there's a sheriff's officer still up here in front of the lawn bowling area. Then we got one sheriff here in uniform with his car in front of the lawn bowling with two men And we have two white sheriffs here out of uniform. And now we have a Santa Cruz police officer walking through the area. Oh boy, what's he gonna get me for this time? Doing a little walkthrough, I assume, for some odd reason. Got two, I'm well out of the way of the officers that are now searching the gentleman down by the river. They're looking through his shorts, his back pockets, front pockets. Now they're going through his backpack for some odd reason. I don't know if they have a right to go through it or what. If he's possibly an immigrant or what, I don't know. But now they're searching his backpack, looking through it. One officer is, the other officer's talking on his radio. And I gotta watch my ass because I already been threatened with arrest already for just observing what they're doing here in San Lorenzo Park, in the public park in Santa Cruz, California. I got three officers coming up next to me, behind me, two sheriffs and then one Santa Cruz police officer. It's headed right during my way. Now I'm gonna go walk behind them, sit over here by the duck pond. I got three officers in front of me. Now they're trying to pretend like they're not here for me. So now they're walking over here toward a man, trying to divert my attention, but they're still going through a guy's backpack over here. Now they're coming over and harassing another Mexican-American man, apparently, supposedly drinking. Another officer, so at one, two, three, four, five, six officers all together here in San Lorenzo Park, visible that I could see. Now we have a white car coming through the park that's headed my way, and I'm gonna get out of its way to make sure that I'm not interfering in any way, shape, or form. There's a woman with a little baby, two kids here right next to me. Now I was right, the one officer with the blonde hair is police officer. A short, blonde, white guy with dark glasses and a white car with the license plate 3TXB758. With the license plate 3TXB758. The other officer that I had issue with walked away, apparently, toward the county building, which is right next door, which is where the CNET usually has their headquarters. I've always seen their headquarters there. License number 3TXB758, a Ford Thunderbird. Now it looks like the officers are taking another gentleman over to the area. The three officers taking the gentleman over. Now they're harassing more homeless people, saying something to them. Hey John, I'm glad you showed up. They're doing a little drug sting operation something. They arrested two guys here.
The guy in the blue and the guy in the white?
Yeah, well, they have them. The first they harassed them over here. They're walking undercover over here, and they stop this guy looking through his backpack, and then they bring him over here, and then they have two other guys here. But then there was another officer that just harassed me. He told me I'm interfering, and I was way over here. I was like right here.
Uh-huh.
He said I was totally interfering with him, and I said, no, I'm not. I totally recorded it. I'm still recording.
Oh. Good, good. Who was the officer, do you know?
I don't know. They're like CNET or something.
Uh-huh.
This guy, the blonde guy with the white car, he's part of something. I think he's ahead of it. He's got to be. He looks familiar. I've seen him around. He's like
a
head CNET guy or something.
Were you able to hear anything?
I don't know. It's supposedly drug related. Uh-huh. That's what the officer said to me. He says, I don't know if you're involved with this drug thing or not. Didn't interfere. I've been there before. You know, I'm not going to interfere. I know where to back off. And I just kept backing up. Okay, I'm not in your way. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you're a threat to this. I don't know if you're a part of this. Do.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm backing up more, but I have the right to observe. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do.
Yeah. They skipped that part in the manual. Today we're going to discuss... skip to the next chapter.
So now they have a Santa Cruz cop here, finally. The rest are all sheriffs. Uh-huh. It's like a whole sheriff thing.
Who didn't have someone in the car?
Now, two officers are leaving with the jeans, and they're telling the one guy they busted for drinking to leave, and they still have two men here. Now they're coming toward my way. They pull all right, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Why would you do that? Just cause?
What's going on?
Nothing. We just come into the park every once in a while.
Uh-huh. What's MET?
Marijuana enforcement team.
Marijuana enforcement team.
Yeah.
That's what you guys are busting here? Marijuana in the park? Oh, but you're just wearing the shirts for it, or?
Yeah.
What are you actually doing here in the park?
What does it look like we're doing?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
What for?
I'm asking you.
Why are you so interested in what we're doing?
I'm a citizen.
Yeah.
My taxes pay for your wage. I would like to know what the fuck you're doing in this park.
Listen, you don't. We don't answer your questions just because you think you're a citizen and that you pay our taxes, okay?
Uh-huh.
We're here like we're supposed to be doing,
okay.
Checking up on people, okay? Walking through here, this drunks are in the park, all right? Drinking alcohol in plain view, and that's who we're contacting.
What about the guy over here that wasn't even drinking? He was just sitting there.
Sounds like him, don't call.
What about the guy sitting right over here? He wasn't drinking, he wasn't anything. They were going through his fucking backpack. It went right through it.
Yeah.
Because he's brown? Is that why?
Why don't you be a good citizen?
Because he's brown?
Go look for crime.
Is it because he's brown?
And call us, 911.
911. That's our number.
That's our number.
Easy to remember.
So what else are you doing in the park? Ensuring our safety?
Yes, we're citizens too.
Okay.
We're enjoying the park.
Then what would you like? Would you like a safe, secure park?
I would like to go look for criminals and call us when you find us.
That's what I'm doing here. I'm watching you guys, making sure you're not criminals.
But call us.
That's important for citizens to do in a democracy.
It is. I agree with you. And if you see somebody doing something that's against the law, call 911.
911. Okay, and a cop's going to take my complaint against another cop.
Sure they would.
Uh-huh.
They would. You've been watching too much TV, I think.
Sure. TV. What's that? Trying to remember what that is. What's your name?
Sheriff.
Officer Sheriff.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell me your name?
Why? Why do you need to know my
name? I'm in public. I'm asking you your name.
You're
refusing
to
tell me your name?
What's your name?
I'm asking your name.
I'm not telling you my name. What's your name?
You're a public officer and you need to tell me your name.
No, the only reason I need to tell your name is if I'm going to arrest you.
Okay.
I'm not arresting you. You're having a conversation in the park.
Shouldn't you have an ID plate that says your name out in front of everybody?
Like two private citizens.
And God. In country, since you know.
Yeah, but go find somebody, you know, maybe getting in a fight or doing some drugs or something like that.
I did that the other
dealers.
Week.
But we're not out trying to harass people. We're just trying to make the park safer for families and
families.
For people enjoying the park.
Okay.
You don't think that's a good idea?
No, that's a great idea.
So
I think it's great, but, you know, it's like, what are these people doing that are breaking the law? Are they offending
something?
What was he doing?
He had an open container.
Okay.
That's against the law, right?
What was the other two men doing?
I don't know. I didn't
the two guys them. That stopped over here.
I didn't contact
them. They weren't drinking. I noticed they didn't have any open containers. I noticed a guy over here sitting by the river didn't have an open container. He was just sitting there.
Yeah, but I can't comment on why they were all contacted when I didn't want the one to contact them.
All
you know
right.
why this man in the car is being detained or arrested?
I don't know.
You didn't contact him?
I didn't contact him.
And also the guy in the white shirt, you don't know?
I don't know. He doesn't look arrested to me. He's standing there not arrested.
No, but the other guy in the car.
I don't know.
Where?
Okay. Like I said,
the guy in the white shirt, we picked up a warrant.
I'm
confirming that right now. The guy in the car, I can't speak about him.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Are you with the marijuana enforcement team, too?
I work with them, yes.
Uh-huh. He's with us.
What's your name?
Yeah.
Mark what?
How you doing?
Mark what?
Mark Yanez.
Yanez, okay.
Yes.
What's your badge number?
I don't think I really need to give that to you.
Why not?
You need to give me his name.
Yes.
We're not arresting
you're
you.
You're a public officer. You need to give me that information.
Is that so?
I'm a citizen.
You better research that and figure it out.
Okay.
I don't think
we will.
I think you're wrong.
We will.
We'll
get back to you on that.
We're not down here to harass people. We're down here to ensure everybody's safety.
I'm sure that's
officers.
What you're here for.
All right, you're just trying to harass us.
I'm not harassing anybody. I'm just here observing. You guys came to me. You guys came to me.
I'll just hang out.
If you didn't say anything, I'd just be sitting here, another, like that guy over there, that guy over there.
You're watching us because you already assume that we're going to do some kind of something criminal.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to hang out.
You've already made your decision.
So where'd you grow up?
I'm an observer.
Where'd you grow up?
I'm observing. Where'd I grow up?
Yeah.
Does it matter?
Let's find out about you.
It doesn't matter where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here now, and I'm observing too. Look, we're just trying to help the families out of the park. That's,
okay.
That's all we're doing here. I think that's a positive thing. You seem to think there's some sinister overtones, but there are none.
Yeah. Sinister overtones, okay.
But the minute,
when they go through a guy's backpack, they didn't have any open container, just laying there.
Were you over there?
No, I was observing them. I saw them when they contacted him. He was just laying there doing nothing.
Maybe the guy was drunk. Did you go over and talk to him before they contacted
him? I observed the whole thing. I saw what happened. He did not say anything. Thing to provoke the officer in any way. Yeah, you're observing.
Observing.
Just
right
observe.
Now.
Observe.
You know what? I'm done observing.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm going to the beach.
I just all right, guys. Over here to try and better understand what's going on.
Sure. I think we came to some kind of understanding,
don't
you think?
Because you haven't changed your mind about
us. So that means you didn't work.
Well,
it didn't work.
We get that all the time, man.
All right, guys.
You know it's your right to do that, and
have a good day in the park, guys.
Thanks. You
thank you.
See ya.
Ski Mark Bob 96.3 in the park with officers here harassing people in San Lorenzo Park, and it is August 27th, 2002. John Malcolm was just with me, and I am now exiting away from the officers. Way. I don't think I'm interfering at any time. They are arresting people, though. They have at least two men, or at least one man in custody at this time. I don't know what for, but that was a nice little interview with the police officers here in Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM.
In the jungle land of narcotics, it's fight, claw, kill, every man for himself.
Calling the police, calling the demon, calling all Americans to war.
War on drugs.
We are going to win.
Now, relive the war.
What war?
The war on drugs.
Calling the police, calling the demon, calling all Americans to war.
It is necessary to wage a new all-out offensive.
We are going to win.
The forces of the law strike back.
A suicide mission.
The battle for supremacy.
The war on drugs.
The battle for supremacy.
Look out, he's got a blaster!
We got U.S. troops against the Shining Path.
America's next Vietnam.
We're about to get into a narcotics war.
Use boats, planes, helicopters, Department of Defense, the Coast Guard, and the CIA.
They can stop it if they wanted to, but they don't want to.
We are going to win.
All it takes are a few good men.
There's no war on drugs. There's war on peace.
We are going to win.
All it takes are a few good men.
We use boats, planes, helicopters, Department of Defense, Coast Guard, and the CIA.
And what do we have? More supply than ever.
Call us, 911.
911.
That's our number.